to A Voice of Death. In episode 1, Jane and Gerald met their demise. Will Dan have the same fate? Will Mr. Rand return? Stay tuned.
4 days passed. Days in which steadily falling snow kept Dan and Blanche cooped up in the lodge. With each day that passed, Blanche seemed increasingly nervous and jumpy, for no reason that was apparent to Dan. When the fifth day dawned, bright and clear, Dan suggested a long ski run, and Blanche eagerly agreed. After skiing a few minutes, she called out.
Dan, we aren't going through the canyon, are we?
Why, of course we are.
Dan, let's go around it this time.
That's 3 mile further on. What's wrong with going through the canyon? Oh, is it because that's where Gerald died?
Yes, I can't do it, Dan.
Look, I hope you're not brooding about Gerald's death. You must go on.
I'm not brooding, but... But Dan, have you heard a voice calling outside the house these past several nights?
A voice?
Yes, I've woken up several times thinking I heard Gerald's voice calling out in the storm.
Oh, Blanche, you heard the howling of the wind, that's all. Now come on, will you? We have to get through the canyon. It's the only way to calm your nerves. That a girl. Now only another couple of hundred more yards and we'll be out of the canyon.
Let's hurry, Dan. This is where it happened.
Come on along then, if you want to hurry.
It's Gerald! It's Gerald's voice! No!
Blanche, why have you stopped? Come on!
I'm dead, Blanche. You killed me.
I don't hear anything. I don't. It's just my imagination.
Blanche, come on!
I caused the snowslide. I shouted and caused it. I did it because the fortune was mine. Mine! And I was cheated out of it. Now be quiet. Don't talk to me anymore. Don't talk to me!
Blanche, look out! Snow is sliding!
What? No! Help me! God, help me!
A moment later, as Dan stared, stunned at the spot where Blanche had vanished under tears, Mr. Rand, the lawyer, came skiing up to him from around an outcropping of rock.
Dan, you fool. You were so close to that snowslide, you almost killed yourself.
Mr. Rand, she's dead. She's buried under all that snow.
Yes, I know. Well, you heard her confess, didn't you?
Yes, but when I agreed to follow the instructions you left for me in the mailbox, I never dreamed it would end up like this. I kept on telling myself she was innocent.
Yes, but she wasn't. I knew she couldn't be. That's why I made her think I was clearing out. Instead, I went down to the gamekeeper's cottage by the lake. That's where I've been the last few days.
Yes, I guessed that after I got your first note, asking me not to show any surprise, no matter what happened. But Mr. Rand, the voice that Blanche heard in the night, and the voice just now, I could have sworn it was Gerald's voice.
I counted on that. I knew Gerald well, and vocal imitations are a sort of parlor trick of mine. My scheme was a wild one, Dan, but it was the only possibility of getting a confession from her. Those murders she committed were perfect.
Two perfect murders. And she was so beautiful.
Her own screams brought down the snowslide which killed her, and I don't think all the judges in the world could have found a more fitting punishment than the one her own conscience provided.
Too bad about poor Blanche, wasn't it? Looks like the man who said the female of the species is more deadly than the male knew what he was talking about. But wait, if you're an heir and you know someone who stands to gain by your death, I'd be very careful to stay away from... Oh, you have to go now? Perhaps you'll drop in on me again soon. Just look for the house on the other side of the cemetery. The house of Dr. Weird.